If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hello, everybody. Happy Glamour Podcast Day. Here we are again on Glamour's Hey, It's Okay. Today I'm joined by Deputy Editor Lindsay Frankel and the marvellous Giovanna Fletcher to sort out everything and put the world to rights.
Yes.
Yes, here we are, I think episode 22. Can you believe it? We're still here. Thanks to you guys.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Thank
for listening.
You for listening.
Joining us every week. Hello to Lindsay Frankel, my deputy editor.
Hello. Emma. Hello, hello.
And the marvellous, I mean, just, I don't know, sort of like multifaceted, multi-talented author, presenter, actress.
You're going to make me blush. She's a hero.
You know, Mrs. Giovanna Fletcher is in the house. Hello.
I'm so thrilled to be here. I can't even hide the fact that I'm so giddy with excitement.
Well, I mean, we're not used to that, so... That's really, normally we have to drag people by the hair.
No,
that's not true.
But I'm sorry, I know you were disappointed it's not a cupboard.
I am. I bought, you know, I wore a light little dress just in case I was in a sweaty room, and now I've got loads of room.
Well, you know, you do have J-Law sort of like looking down on you in a sort of like a judgmental fashion. So it's a good thing that you look so lovely today. We're in, it's kind of like, we're in the glamour... I think boardroom is probably a bit grand.
I think it started out as a boardroom.
Yeah. now it is a little pod corner and a meeting room and a video studio. We're so multi 360 media.
I love it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, state of the art or what? So Giovanna, we're here to talk about your new book, which is going to be released imminently, called
Yes.
Happy Mum, Happy Baby.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me about it.
Well, I'm an author anyway, so, you know, I use words. And I wanted to do some non-fiction. And being a mum, you know, I've got two little boys now, it made sense to do something in that mummy world. But I didn't want it to be a tip or advice book. I think there's just so much stuff out there. You know, there's a right way to parent, apparently, and I'm just not achieving it.
Oh, yeah, no. When you've got an older child, they can start to point out all the ways that you're doing it wrong. So that's fun too.
I look forward to that. Yeah.
Here starts your life of being criticised forevermore.
Yeah. Forever judged.
Yeah.
I wanted to share an honest account. You know, I talk about so much. I talk about stitches and stretch marks and leaky boobs. I say foof far too much. You know, I just share everything really about my journey and even getting pregnant. I share straight from right from the start.
I found that so actually quite hard to read.
Mm.
You know, Giovanna talks a lot about the struggles of getting pregnancy and getting pregnant and miscarrying. And it's quite, I don't think I've read in a book something quite so personal, but also honest and managing to be warm about it. I think that's going to give a lot of people a lot of strength reading that, if I'm honest.
I hope so. It's something that I've never talked about before. I've never shared. But whenever something pops up, you know, online, I do kind of share whatever's been said because I know that it helps people.
Yeah.
But also, I don't feel like I've ever really had the right platform to share it. I think with a book, you have pages and pages to share exactly what you're thinking. And so for me, it made sense. It made sense to include it because it's part of my mummy journey. It was really powerful, and every time I kind of go back and read it, I cry. Like I recorded the audiobook this week, and it was really hard saying those words out loud, and just remembering how much
revisiting that pain. I can't imagine.
I'm glad that it's there. I just feel like it would have been missing something without that in it.
Right, and I love the realness of it. And if I'm honest, I think I have an 11-year-old daughter now, and it's the book I wish had been around when I was buying all those soul-destroying pregnancy books, which sort of saying things like, by now your child is sleeping 8 hours a day. And I'm really sorry. I know a lot of the glamour audience aren't quite there yet, but if you want an advice book, is get Giovanna's book.
There isn't an advice book.
Because it's just like a friend going, oh yeah, that was me as well. Or do you know what I mean? And sort of like having that, there's no right way to do this.
And also, I guess, telling people that they're not alone, you know, that's such a
huge
thing.
Yeah.
It's like, you know what? None of us really know what we're doing. Mm-hmm. And everyone goes through, not everyone goes through exactly the same thing, but lots of people go through really tough times. And to be a sort of voice of reason and a warm voice of sort of friendly, you know, just on your side. It's just, you know, but I was interested in your decision to do something non-fiction, but you know, usually you're in a much, I'm sure it's very difficult to produce fiction, but it's a safer world because it's made up.
Yeah,
it's definitely. You know, the decision to kind of put yourself out there.
Well, it kind of made sense for me because I blog anyway. I blog and I vlog, so I put myself out there. My voice is very much out there. I am detailing and documenting my life in a way. So to have it all and to go into more depth, it made sense. Because and a lot of my readers were like, oh, you should do some nonfiction. And it was just kind of working out, if I was to do it, what would make something that I wrote different to anyone else? And I do think it's that. It's not an advice book. It's not a tip book. It's not me saying you should be doing this. It's actually, these are the rules that I didn't follow, and these are the moments that I felt were really difficult and that I struggled with. These are the moments that I really enjoyed. Funny enough, I shared a little quote the other day about the first moment that Buzz arrived. And you know, it was a beautiful moment, and the quote is really, really sweet. And then I had loads of women sort of say, I wish I had that, but I didn't. And so they kind of felt negative because they didn't have that moment. But just because you didn't have
What was the quote?
I can't remember exactly what it was, but it was about first having Buzz in my arms and how amazing and beautiful that moment was, and how they felt that they were robbed of that moment in their own births. And I kind of felt like just because, they kind of not went off on one, but they were really sad that they didn't have that.
I get really upset when that, with your experience, people interpret as a criticism of their experience. And I find that so dispiriting on social media, if I'm honest.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. But it's kind of going, just because, let someone enjoy that moment, because you don't know what, you know, because then I had 3 weeks that were felt like torture. You know, I had an infection, and literally people would say, how are you finding it? And
you had leaking boobs, didn't you? Let's just call a spade a spade.
Leaking boobs, stitches that got infected. You know, it was all happening. And you just never know. I just think when a mum feels great in that moment, let them feel great.
I have a quick story to share. I was in hospital still with my baby, and one midwife came in and said, that poor child, it's freaking out because it's been in your womb all this time. So swaddle it up. She swaddled her up really, really tightly. And then 10 minutes later, the next midwife came in and said, that poor baby has been stuck in your womb for 9 months. It needs to be free. And at that moment, I knew everybody is making this up as they go along. Yeah. And that's the takeaway for everybody.
No one knows what they're doing.
No.
So right now, Giovanna, I know you're a podcast listener, so you know the format. Lots of arguments spill out of the Glamour Features meeting into the gladiatorial podcast arena. And I can tell that the three of us have all got elbows out about this one.
Yep.
It's like, is it okay to be weirdly territorial about your stuff?
This Not
is something
weird.
Lindsay and I talk about this a lot. We're both married to lovely men.
Lovely men.
But they're both a bit... They're a bit too sharey for us, and it's not right.
No.
It's, you know, I mean, it's whenever we go away, my husband's always trying to push the let's share a suitcase. We only need one suitcase between us. But the way he packs means I get, like, you know, maybe half a flip-flop in there.
Same, exactly the same.
Yeah.
Sorry, Giovanni, you will get a word in eventually. But
are we allowed exactly to just have to say, even in couples or with our children or partners, it's like, no, that's mine. Is that allowed?
It's so allowed. It's not only allowed, it's absolutely necessary in my household. Because honestly, the joint packing thing.
I love it when she gets
angry. Oh my god, I love it. I can't bear the joint packing thing. So my husband can't pack properly.
Well, same.
It'll just take up all of our time, but he can't pack properly. Similarly, I get left with like a fraction of like a quarter of a bit of suitcase left.
And then you're the tedious maximalist.
Yeah. No, but the thing is, we went away for a week once, and I think he took all of his items of clothing that he owns. We were in Ibiza. He needed like some t-shirts and some shorts. And literally, I think he took about 8 coats just in case. I mean, it's so anyway, that's the packing thing. But also, my big thing is phone chargers. So I have my phone charger, and he takes my phone charger, and he'll go and like take it to work and then leave the lead at work but bring the plug home. And
oh, that's unacceptable. That
it's one totally
is
totally unacceptable.
And I honestly think I would be nodding along and on your side in divorce court over that one.
Seriously, right? And the thing is, I don't want any of his stuff. I just want my stuff to be my stuff. And I don't see why we have to share those things. There's no point.
Well, I agree completely about the charger, but not the suitcase. I'm the opposite way round. I'm like, look, we've got one suitcase. Let's split it into quarters. And all
your children's clothes are really small. They don't need a quarter.
They take up more than me.
There's just no way to live, Giovanni.
But Tom's like, no, I'm going to take my own suitcase. I'm like, but you don't need it. Just pack better. Yeah, we have arguments over that one.
But what's the harm in taking two suitcases?
I know, that's what he says. In my mind, I'm just like, we're juggling already with two kids. If we have two suitcases, that's a lot of stuff.
But if you've got one suitcase, I mean, anybody who's a frequent speedy boarder on EasyJet knows if you're like half a kilo over, why not spread the load? And, you know,
that
you don't want
true.
To be that. I have been that person frantically trying to empty out the suitcase at check-in into my handbag because they won't load it for me.
Putting on all of your clothes.
Because we've shared an effing suitcase and now it's too heavy.
But I've got to say, actually, it backfired on Tom on honeymoon because we went to Jade Mountain Festival in St. Lucia, which is amazing. And then we went to Disney World afterwards. So, you know, adult and then childish. And then we got to Disney and Tom's suitcase hadn't arrived, so it didn't arrive until the next day. So he actually put on one of my maxi dresses just so we could take a nice photo. You know, so it backfired. If we'd have been sharing, well, either we'd have both had no clothes or we would have both been nicely dressed.
Do you think that's what happened to David Beckham that time with the sarong?
could have been.
The backstory.
That's the story of the sarong. And also, he got to try on some of your dresses. I mean, you know.
I know. I
mean, that's one way to spend your honeymoon.
As long as he didn't look better in any of them.
No,
I mean,
he tried.
Absolutely furious. But I'm trying to think, if I just like to have my side of the wardrobe.
Mm-hmm.
I'm also, this is getting very serious, I quite like having my own bank account. And we've never shared a bank account. Just in case I need to run away in the middle of the night.
Your options need to be there.
Do you know what? I'm exactly the same. And I have currently no intentions of running away in the middle of the night. But it's not even really so that I could if I wanted to. But it's just, I just like my stuff to be my stuff. We have a wardrobe each because his is like an explosion of clothes. And mine is not massively orderly, but at least I know where my stuff is. Mm. When we shared a wardrobe, it was just all of his stuff thrown in and mine kind of hidden somewhere.
I mean,
awful.
I remember it was a famous moment on Adam Buxton's podcast, which is, you know, slightly few more listeners than our one.
I love him.
At the moment.
If he's
apparently
listening, I love
him. There was the famous incident that, and it still haunts me, that he and his wife quite often share a toothbrush.
What?
Yeah.
No.
I mean, so that's kind of like the other extreme.
Well, if it's downstairs and I'm upstairs and the alarm's on, I'm like, I'm borrowing your toothbrush. I'm sorry, ladies.
That's not like a shared toothbrush. That's just unhygienic.
That blew my mind. That's the one thing I've always remembered from Adam's excellent podcast.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
We are loving reading the reviews that you leave on iTunes for us. Please do subscribe if you're enjoying Glamour Hey It's Okay, and leave us a review, because every few weeks, or even more than that, we're going to give away prizes for some of the reviews that we like. And I can't keep giving prizes to my mum. So please do log on and leave a comment like this wonderful person. I don't know how to pronounce this. Evaut, E-V-A-A-W-T, says, absolutely love the show. It makes my dreary walks to uni and my revision breaks so much more enjoyable. Would quite like Miley in class as my new best friend. Please. Thank you, Evat. Evort. Evil. Something. we love you, however you say that. And a present will be winging its way to you if you email me at... Kat, I'm going to ask you to remind me again. Glamour.
GlamourHeyIt'sOkay@condenast.co.uk.
She's the one who knows what she's doing. Please do email us and subscribe on iTunes. Is it okay to be what we're calling that person in the sales? And I wonder if we even have the same definite. To me, it's the like the lady, I was at a sale, it's a quite a famous sale, the Barney's New York sale. They don't do it in the store, they do it in like this massive warehouse somewhere downtown in New York. And I had a coat that I was looking at. It was a very nice half price Marc Jacobs coat. And I was sort of like holding it up, you know, considering it, eyeballing it. And a woman just snatched it out of my hands.
Oh, my God.
And I looked at her with my raised eyebrows, and she shrugged her shoulders and took off with the coat to the till. That's what I mean by that person.
I'm reeling from that story. I'm terrified.
You don't want to mess with those New York bitches.
No.
You don't want to mess.
I mean, I don't know. I know it's not okay to be that person, obviously.
Because I'm not that person. I didn't then follow her and rugby tackle her to the ground.
Like a friend sketch. I like it.
I kind of think if I was an American New York lady, I might have, you know, taken that further. Back.
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, I say it's not okay to be that person, but who got the coat?
She got the coat.
Exactly.
But I kept
there's
my
your lesson.
Dignity, Lindsay.
She's got a new coat, but you've got your dignity.
I would have, you know, given that coat to charity by now.
True.
That was the same sale where I found my husband in the men's department standing in a corner. And I kid you not, I couldn't find him, and he screamed at me from across the room, "Get me out of here!" Like, he just looked like a frightened puppy.
Poor thing.
See, my mum used to take us to the next sale that used to start at like something ridiculous, like 5 or 6.
Don't people
in the
like
morning.
Camp outside or something?
Yeah. Giovanna, as a relative of somebody who goes to the Boxing Day sales, explain this to me. Why would you leave the comfort of the big tin of celebrations and the roaring fire to go to any sale on
I
that
have day? Absolutely no idea. I just know it was quite exciting, to be honest. I was so young. I was like, yes, we're going
so she
there.
She took you as kids?
Yeah. And we'd all just know that we just had to grab anything that we liked and then we could try it on at home. You know, just grab and buy.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh my God, so you've got training.
But I've not used it. I'm an online shopper now. I think maybe it has scarred me. I don't like being in the shops with close proximity to other people. Yeah. You know, because they were elbows.
I just feel like somebody put a meme or a meme, whoever you say it, on Facebook of an ocelot dressed in a really weirdly fitting stripy jumper with this, and it said, "Remember, there's a reason it's in the sale." And I don't think I've ever successfully found something that I coveted in the sale.
I agree. I have a sort of rule with myself that if I didn't want it when it was full price, I don't want it just because it's in the sale, which is why I've got no money. But
and I think it's a bit of a symptom of my job is that I'm always seeing clothes that aren't out yet. Mm. So
God, by the time it's in the sale, I'm so over it.
It's bad for my bank balance. I kind of want the new thing all the time.
Right.
But I also think that situation is one of those situations, much like baggage reclaim at the airport, which brings out the absolute worst in some people.
Mm.
And I don't want to witness that.
Yeah.
Because it's just ugly and unpleasant and grabby and nasty and selfish and inconsiderate, and I can keep talking or I can just stop now.
And it's, have you ever done Black Friday?
No. I mean, I remember seeing the footage on TV and like on the news of
people
smashing TVs. It's like, what are you doing? It's only a TV.
I know. And that's, it scares me, but I feel uncomfortable about it.
How
do
people get like that? I just don't understand.
Who's the biggest shopper out of you and Tom?
Oh, see, I just love shopping for the boys. I feel like that's kind of taken over, which you're going to be appalled about. But yeah, I love like late night shopping for the boys, you know, having a feeding session and going, oh, what's on Zara right now? You know, I am kind of obsessed with that. But Tom every now and then, I think Tom probably buys more stuff than I do.
Well, he's, you know, he's got appearances to keep up, you know.
Well, and he can stay the same weight, I think, as a woman who's just given birth a couple of times and, you know, is getting back to what I was before, loosely. I don't know what my body's doing. So I think it's quite difficult to buy anything at the moment because you just don't know. And it's quite nice to go, oh, I'm going to wear this dress today that I haven't worn since I was, you know, before I was pregnant with Buddy. And it fits, you know. I like things like that at the moment. And then when I feel comfortable, when I feel settled, then I'll go shopping.
Good to know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm sort of like terrified of crowds at any time. I don't know.
I just think, you know, the fabulous internet's just made it so easy. You don't have to deal with the general public at any given time if you don't want to.
God, you're sounding so angry today. I know. I love it.
No, and I'm not even that cross.
Slightly scared to bring up this topic because this is the one and only time that Lindsay Frankel and I have had a genuine fight in the office.
Have we?
Was about spoilers.
I don't remember this. You'll have to remind me.
Is it okay to give out spoilers? I kind of get the feeling that you're both going to be against me. I'm just quite relaxed about spoilers. Even if somebody gives me a spoiler about my favourite show, it doesn't generally ruin for me the enjoyment of then going on to watch that show.
Is this you trying to excuse the fact that you ruined my favourite show, even though I can't remember what happened?
No.
I'm obviously not that scarred by it.
I was trying to get ahead in a work capacity when I found out the winner of Bake Off.
Oh God!
And I came out and said to particularly the online writers on the team, it's like, oh, should we? You know, I know who's won Bake Off. We can start. And they were like, no, you dare tell us. This is what we're living for. I'm going to die if I don't get to actually watch this live. And I was like, look, I know everyone likes Bake Off, but is it really that? Yes, it is important. Lindsay and I had
obviously it was very important at the time.
Lindsay and I had a stand up row about it, and I got shouted back into my office. By everybody.
This is serious.
It is. Well, my feeling on obviously
it's a cake show.
But the whole point is, a spoiler, no matter what the program is, if you don't gain anything by spoiling somebody else's enjoyment.
Well,
of
we were going to gain a lot of productivity that day.
Yeah, you could just tell one little online writer to go and do it for
but
you.
But no one would let me tell them.
I think it depends under what circumstance the spoiler's being given. You know, if it's, I do think that there are times where shows are on and people are live tweeting, and you know, I know it used to happen like early on in like the X Factor and things like that. People would tweet about what was going on and stuff. But that's very different, I think, because that's kind of innocent. You're just there in the moment sharing things. But when people know that you're about to watch things, and this is something that we get, you know, we're a day behind on Game of Thrones and we're about to watch it. So we say, oh, we're about to do this. And someone says, oh, this person dies. It's amazing. You're like, what?
Well,
why? I would know that in 20 minutes' time, and now you've just ruined.
This is where you and I might also fall out, because I just feel like it's part of, you know, a lot of people enjoy talking about that stuff on Twitter. And I just feel like if you don't want the spoilers, it's your responsibility to avoid them.
I
just feel like I'm a massive Game of Thrones fan. If you're a massive Game of Thrones fan, keep up. it's not my responsibility to stop you learning about what happens to Joffrey, even though I know if I say it now, someone's going to abuse me. Do you know what I mean?
But that's why you just don't look at Twitter if you know you don't want the spoiler. Exactly. That's really easy to do. But if somebody comes up to you and says, oh, by the way, this happens, they're actively choosing to spoil your enjoyment.
Yeah.
You haven't asked them what happens.
Yeah. I just think I'm coming at it from the point of view sometimes when you're interviewing an actor in the magazine or something and they'll mention some big plot line that happened 2 series ago. And sometimes I'll get a lot of angry letters about that. And I just think, oh, come on. If you really love this show, you must have seen this.
Yeah. But the way we watch stuff now, I mean, I'm a sort of binge watcher where, I mean, I've been late to everything basically, but I was late to various things and so watched everything all in one hit. So, but behind when everyone else, say Stranger Things, for example, I watched that after everybody else had watched it. So, you know, the way that we watch things, that people aren't watching everything at the same time in the way that we used to. So it's a spoiler, I guess, is kind of just kind of par for the course because of the way we watch things. But similarly, people should be more sensitive to that because of the way we watch things.
But I don't get the extreme anger. Like, people talk about giving a spoiler like you just walked onto the tube and weed in front of everybody. Do you know what I mean? Like, the outrage.
I really think you should stop doing that as well.
But, Jen, if someone said to you, I'm about to go and watch Game of Thrones or Stranger Things, you wouldn't say, oh, great, watch out for this bit. That's very different.
Absolutely,
you know?
Not. Yeah. No, but I just, you know, as somebody who's been the victim of spoiler-related abuse through no fault of my own, I feel very strongly about it.
I don't think that I would take the time to write into a magazine to complain about it. I mean, let's just kind of get the levels of extreme behaviour, you know, kind of under control. But I do think that if you know somebody's about to watch something and you know what happens, I don't see why you would tell them.
I just do a knowing, oh yeah, yeah, that's enough. Yeah. That's enough.
Yes, exactly.
I guess there's, you know, people are clinging on to joy wherever they can find it. So exactly. So I get that people want the enjoyment of their show.
And if it was, you
but
know...
it's not my fault if you didn't watch it when everyone else did.
I did watch Bake Off when everyone else watched it. It was on the day of the final. I remember it now.
Nana.
You're going to have to referee this one.
Seriously. It still causes a lot of... It's the one time.
I can feel it, the tension.
And, you know, Lindsay and I have been friends for 1,000 years.
At least 1,000.
I think that's the only fight I can ever remember.
And I don't even remember it.
Repressed. It's just repressed. It was that bad.
Exactly.
I think it's because everybody really shouted at me. Yeah. Everyone shouted at me and I sort of like went cowering back to my office. So it really stuck with me.
That's not the life of an editor everyone expects. People were shouting at you.
Yeah. Oh, it happens. Oh. Giovanna, there's no respect.
Oh, gosh. Yeah.
So Lindsay and I are going to just carry this on. I'm not letting it go. But Giovanna Fletcher, thank you so much for being such a wonderful guest today.
I'm sad it's over. Can I just stay?
Yeah, you can stay. Stay. We've got a features meeting next week. Yeah. Okay. Do you want to come?
Yeah.
Don't touch any of my stuff. Thank you also to the wonderful Lindsay Frankel for being our other guest.
Absolute pleasure. Sorry for being so cross.
Please, we'll talk later. Please do go and buy Happy Mum, Happy Baby by Giovanna Fletcher out February
23rd. Yeah, that's right.
It is going to be a very, very useful tool for you at some point in your life, I can promise.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.